Living Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Friday night. And you know what that means, don't you? It's Friday night, and that means it's time for Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, in studio, returning for a second appearance, Take. Also in studio, we have a bunch of mix, a stick, and a farm boy. Don't forget, tonight we're going to have General Lewdness and Profanity, Hide the Kids, and Murphy. Don't forget, you can join us live. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. Loads up that chat room. Loads up the webcam. You can join us. Also, don't forget, there's other ways to play along. You can give us a call toll free. 1-866-587-6257. We're lonely motherfuckers, and we want you to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Trencher. This is another fine Friday here, Spank Wagon Radio. Let's go down the roll call, because we got a lot of people joining us. First off, we have Murphy.
What's up, yo?
We've got Chief.
Sup?
We have got Ginger.
Hello.
And making a surprise guest appearance, for those of you who may remember him, Claude Balls.
Hi.
Oh, that's it. That, you're like,
I can't hear myself. Oh, there we go. She's, once again, I'm having problems with my own goddamn headsets.
You're like, I've been gone a year. I don't remember how to hit buttons.
Oh, wow. New improvements.
No.
Soundboards.
There's no improvement about it.
No, thank you. It's not really much
of
an improvement.
You can fuck off and die.
Back in my day, we had to make our own sounds.
Yes.
We were happy.
And but
we
how still long ago was that?
A year.
About a year ago.
A year.
Back in the original, Stone Age of internet radio. When? Last week.
OG I remember when you had to tune in 30 minutes early to let the tubes warm up.
All wow. Right. Ladies, gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Oh, I'm breathing.
Breathing?
My brain's not here.
Oh, that's too
bad. I left it back at the apartment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nintendo Wii. Starting off on that, you brought up an article there, Murph. What's this about Wii or Nintendo getting sued again?
Yeah, Nintendo is being sued for patent infringement for the Wii controller.
Why?
We'll get into that in the news section. We've also got interesting news on the Wii's remote as far as what Nintendo is trying to do to stop Smash TVs everywhere. So that'll be good.
Easy. Quit. Hold the fuck on.
Well, your hands get sweaty when you're doing that
doesn't
boxing, dude.
Doesn't it have a
dude.
Little thingy you put around your wrist?
Yeah, and it
does.
Breaks. It's breaking left and right.
Well,
okay, really. My thing is, though, why are people winging this thing like it's the real thing? You don't wing the fucking controller. It's not like a real ball you're
some
throwing.
Idiot's playing fucking tennis and thinking he's Andre Agassi.
Or they're getting mad and chucking it.
Yeah.
Which is what I would do.
And then just blame it on a malfunction. Yeah.
We've got a friend. We've got a friend who has the most violent temper when it comes to video games. B, how many controllers have gotten smashed?
21.
Good point. Jesus. Very good point.
Wow.
So, all right, let's see. Who wants to start off with anything?
You want to get into things?
I'm beside myself right now. We were discussing earlier shitty movies and people who should not have careers. We're talking about Eddie Murphy's new movie starring Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy.
Oh, and isn't that the one with... Eddie Murphy.
Right, right.
Exactly. Is Arsenio Hall at least in it?
No.
You might as well make the whole thing.
Isn't he dead?
No.
I thought he died.
Can you imagine?
I think you're thinking MC Hammer.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Can't touch
Arsenio is that Sinbad status right now, okay? You only see him on TV when like no one else is there and they want to talk to a black man who's semi-famous.
Where is Sinbad?
On CNN.
Sinbad completely fucking disappeared. All of a sudden, Michael Richard pops up and they want to ask him his opinion. Like it fucking has anything to
Like Sinbad has anything to say about that.
He's going to start co-starring with Geraldo on CNN.
Exactly. And well, check this out. We were reading this right there and we brought up there's a new Rocky movie coming out.
Oh, geez.
This is filmed in Vegas, partially.
Yes. Mm. And you know what? I went ahead to go look at that a little bit and I'm even more fucking just wow. Apparently, it's going to be Sylvester Stallone reprising Arnold Schwarzenegger's role in Rambo 4, Pearl of the Cobra.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, the plot is Vietnam veteran John Rambo is forced to emerge from his reclusive lifestyle and take justice in his own hands after his daughter gets kidnapped.
Oh, God, it's Commando.
Commando. <Wow. laughs>
Jesus. Hollywood, you're still out of ideas.
For the past 10 years.
I say it's
longer
than that.
There's nothing new on that, dude.
I don't know. If it's not a sequel, it's not really all that original. And when you do get an original film, it does great in cult status, never does anything.
You know what, though? One of the problems is right now, I think I'm tired of seeing original. It's not that we are running out of original films in a lot of cases. I'm tired of seeing the same fucking actors.
Yeah.
Right.
The actors I don't have a problem with, but it's the same formula for shit
I really fucking doubt that Philip K. Dick had Keanu Reeves in mind as every character of his fucking book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, shit. You think that's bad? Did you see that Will Smith's been cast in I Am Legend?
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, Will Smith. The one sheet in the trailer, or not the trailer, the one sheet and some shots are already up online. Yeah, he's been cast in I Am Legend. For those of you that don't know, I Am Legend is probably the most prolific vampire novel ever written.
Richard Matheson, man.
It's very the good last human being on Earth.
Now, I have a question. Are they going to go by... There's three versions of I Am Legend. There's the original Richard Matheson novel. There is the Omega Man half-assed rewrite with Charlton Heston. Mm-hmm. And then there is the other one where they... all of a sudden start bringing in shit like the virus and the cure for the and the like fucking vampire tribes and shit.
I think it's going to be a hybrid of the original story and the third.
In other words, they're going to pull shit out of their ass. They're going to name it I Am Legend.
Yeah.
They do have the big virus thing because there's a lot of most of the shots I've seen and the flyers that have been stuck up on things, they have biohazard symbols and they do talk about a virus. And in the original novel, there is talk of a virus that changes everyone to vampires. It's not just vampires running crazy, but if I didn't have that big of a problem with iRobot, I just didn't think Will Smith really fit in it all that well.
Well, you know what? I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't because every time I saw, I tried to watch Will Smith's acting, I was completely blindsided by his fucking numerous advertisements.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Thank you. That's what I was just going to say. It wasn't that Will Smith was in the film. Anybody could be in that role. It's the fact that he went,
Paul Rubens.
Yeah, these are a classic, and he ties his shoes. I'm like, come on. That's too blatant for product placement.
Well, he's done an excellent job portraying a black man for years.
Oh. Yes.
What was that movie called that he was in with Tommy Lee Jones?
Men in Black?
Those are funny. He's good in a funny part.
Okay.
If it's anything serious, it just doesn't make
sense.
No,
I don't agree with that. The one with Gene Hackman, Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State?
That was a great film, and that was a very serious role.
Was he advertising anything in the movie? That's probably why.
He spent most of the movie running around in a bathrobe. So.
Well, there you go. Black man running around in a bathrobe. It was the New Orleans story.
It was stolen.
Murphy, can I borrow that?
Are our studio guests, our guests out later, going to be mad?
I don't think they're going to be mad, but... Okay.
Let's just make sure they understand our sense of humor.
Oh, everybody. That's what's so insane about this. Bigger! Bigger! I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Introducing the Shackle, the revolutionary new way of servant monitoring. Just
Yeah, okay, okay. So I don't know where that came from.
God.
Speaking of missing black men,
I don't hear
we
any
are
door
missing
slamming.
One.
I don't hear any door slamming. This is good.
Yeah, speaking of missing black men, man, missing hey, black men, we are missing one.
T-shirthell.com.
Where is
oh my
D-cap?
God, KKK Kramer. That's funny.
Oh, God. Nice. I love the one.
Who? Kramer?
Kramer, yeah. No one's lynched
this
him
this week.
Yet.
All right, so in the studio, actually, we're going to have on a little later, Take. I think I mentioned that in the very intro.
Take, yeah.
So a couple guys from Take are going to be in here hanging out with us for a little bit. We're going to hear some music from them. They're going to talk about current projects. So let us know what's going on.
What's going on?
So for who is in the ex-cooch or whatever it is, that's when Take's be on. A little later.
Yeah,
just,
they'll be
just
on
a later.
Just a little bit. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Want to remind everybody, we want you to play along with us. So if you're a live listener, head over to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. That'll pop you into the chat room. And, hey, we even have the webcam going, so we'll get that fired up and started for everybody to enjoy.
Dark in the darkness there.
Yeah, well, it's because we moved that one light.
I had to move a light.
But we want to hear your, you know, anything you want to do, anything you want to say. Chat room is the best way to do
by
it.
By all means. Hey, I got something to throw out there.
Sure.
You remember when we went to the Full Moon Road Show not too long ago and got to bid on a couple of the Full Moon items?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just something out there for you Full Moon fans. If you do go to charlesband.com, you'll find the link to his eBay store. And he's got a couple of things. He's going to add a couple of things here and there, a couple items a week. Right now, we've got a Dollman concept art circa 1990 poster, a Dungeon Master art, which is actually pretty... that's something you don't get to see all that often is Dungeon Master stuff. I mean, yeah, you see Dollman stuff and Trancer stuff, but right. Seeing the Dungeon Master poster is pretty cool. Then there is a Mystery Monsters poster. And then on there right now, there is the Fish Ghoulie from Ghoulies, and we did get to see one of them. That
one
is
of the actual anima, or one of the stunt dummies.
The stunt puppets. Dummies. Well, that's exactly what's on there right now, and the current bid on that is $416. And then also is the one of the original Jack in the Box stunt puppets from Demonic Toys.
Nice.
Now, that's going for $295.
Now, charlesband.com.
Charlesband.com.
Or Full Moon Productions.
Full Moon Direct.com. But your best bet, honestly, is go to charlesband.com, and you can get a link directly to his stuff.
Okay.
Also, because I love to pimp Charles' stuff, those of you that haven't bought your Full Moon Fan Club card yet, if you do get it now, the first 100 people, I don't know if we've already blown through that, but, the first 100 went in 21 minutes. But now if you buy one... let's see here. There is a free DVD. Any DVD that Full Moon puts out, you get for free.
Oh, speaking of Full Moon films, really funny. I was flipping through my Entertainment On Demand, my online, pay-per-view DVD movies
stuff.
Evil Bong is on there.
Oh, nice.
So I was kind of laughing, like, I should watch. Well, my wife goes, Evil Bong. I bet that's a classic. I go, hey, that's a nice guy who made that, damn it.
That's a really nice guy. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Full Moon stuff, wake the fuck up and go see some of it.
What does the card actually do for you?
The card actually gives you some neat things. You get a 10% discount on any item there at Full Moon Direct.
Plug, plug.
Hell yeah. You get a 20% discount on purchases from any of the road shows. You get a 20% discount on merchandise purchased at any convention that Full Moon's at. You also get free admission to any of the horror road show events. And what I consider to be the highlight, you get a VIP visit to any motion picture set during the filming. That any Full Moon movie is doing. They just need 48 hours notice. Now, remember, Charlie did say next year there is another Demonic Toys movie, another Puppet Master movie, and another Dollman movie going into production. So a VIP visit out to one of those sets, I just need a bottle of Jergens and some Kleenex.
There you go.
I don't know if you guys know how familiar are you with the McFarlane Alice in Wonderland game, the video game for PC?
I love that game.
You know that movie's coming out.
Yeah.
American McGee's version of it?
Yeah. Sarah Michelle Gellar's in the part.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, it's already online. They don't have any production photos, but they do have a little bit of blurbs about
Sarah Michelle Gellar. And
Well, I mean, I think she would fit in that one.
Better than Will Smith as a black man.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Will Smith as American McGee's Alice. Did anyone else see American McGee's new game?
No.
It was very strange. I think it's called Bad Day in L.A., and it's basically anything that could go
falling
wrong.
Down?
Yeah, no kidding. Anything that could possibly go wrong in L.A. goes wrong all in one day, and you have to make it out alive.
Wait. What goes wrong in L.A.? Silicone breast implants explode for no good reason?
Riots, earthquakes, zombies.
Is normal. So far, normal.
But all of it happens in one day. The really interesting
thing,
though,
problem with fucking the undead in L.A.
Yeah.
Just as there is ninjas in Las Vegas.
I have some ninja news later on that. But it looks really interesting. It's not your usual, flashy graphics. It almost looks a little Pixel Mania kind of thing, like the Habbo Hotel and
interesting.
Like
theater.
I don't know.
Leisure Suit Larry 1.
Can I meet the thrilling storyline of the Left Behind video game?
What? If you don't convert them, you get to kill them.
Wow.
Yeah, what's it called? Not Apocalypse.
Wait,
it's called,
does Kirk Cameron get to star in his own video game now?
I think he actually did some voices on it. What's it? What's it? It's Left Behind.
Tribulation Force.
Is it Tribulation Force, the game?
Tribulation Force?
I think so, okay. Yeah. Fully approved by the right wing.
They're not aiming for young kids with it. Tribulation. Kids are like tribbles.
I can spell force.
Fuck.
It's really interesting because I saw like some artwork.
Wait,
artwork, and it's like the good guys are preppies and the bad guys look like white supremacists.
Kirk Cameron's Jesus Army.
Yeah,
there.
You go to Left
Behind. I
just
renamed it.
LeftBehindGames.com, and you can buy it now in time for Christmas.
Wow.
Dude, what system? What platform? PC?
PC.
Oh, okay.
It is PC. The funny, let me
it's
see.
Like those old Bible games for the Nintendo that were all rip-off hacks.
Let's see here. Lead the Tribulation Force Bible from the book Pac-Man. Series, including Rayford, Chloe, Buck, and Bruce, and against Nicholas Carpathia, the Antichrist.
Yes.
I got to admit, I've read all but the last book.
And why haven't you read the last book?
Because I got to the second to the last book, and I finally said to myself, Jesus Christ, what the hell am I wasting my time for?
Okay.
You know, I saw the first movie, and the guy who plays Nicholas Carpathia, he's actually a fucking Ronald McDonald. So if you go to Walmart or any other place, sometimes you see a big picture of Ronald McDonald jumping up. It's like, dude, it's a fucking Antichrist.
Nice.
How's that for typecasting?
You know, I got to check IMDb, but I almost think, too, that that guy was in the latest Puppet Master movie as the prequel. Or he was in Puppet Master Retro as the early Andre Toulon. I'm not sure, though.
I think
Chief,
so.
You wanted to say something.
Well, no, I've started reading those novels. I got like halfway through the second book, and I was just like,
oh, dude,
trash.
I'll tell you, Tribulation Force is the hardest. Tribulation Force is harder to get through than the first Gunslinger book. It is so fucking dry and painful to read. But the storyline itself into the later books, when everything starts going to shit, is actually pretty good.
No. It sucked.
So pretty much for you,
it's a shitty
series.
It's not even that. It's just complete right-wing, just fundamentalist bullshit dogma.
Gordon Curry,
like
by
to,
the
it's,
way.
It's like trying to read the freaking Catechism of the Catholic Church.
This is Fox News. Okay.
Yeah, Gordon Curry, he is the guy who played Nicholas Carpathia. I'm looking to see if he was in Puppet Master.
All right, so anybody else got anything they want to add?
Murphy, do you sleep with Charles Band stuff?
He does. He sleeps with his little doll.
Dude, wife
lets you?
What?
He kicked her out of the bed just to...
she gets so mad because I'll put that thing in places and kind of freak her out. And the kids don't like it either. I'm the only person that finds that thing to be absolutely awesome. Well, that and my brother-in-law. He loves it too. So.
All right. Moving along.
What do you say we go to a break?
Yeah, I think that's actually a good idea. I was going to suggest that you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back in just a moment. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
So we're stalling for time, so our plans are changing?
Stall. We're stalling for time. So,
well, how should we stall?
I have... Everyone likes corn, right?
Well, duh.
Okay, so who of you guys have seen Microsoft's new live-action surf engine called Miss Dewey?
I have.
Miss Dewey.
I have not. No.
It's awesome.
It's actually pretty cool. Fun. Yeah, you go to, I do believe it's MissDewey.com or AskMissDewey.com. No, it's MissDewey.com. And if you want to go ahead and bring it up on your machines, it's actually really cool. It's a neat system.
It does not play well with slow connections.
As we suck down the bandwidth.
Yeah, also it doesn't like it if you ask her to take her top off. Basically what you have is a woman there, and she's a live interactive search engine apparently. And there she's got...
No, wait. This is old news because there's site that...
This is sort of the same thing. It's
Microsoft Agent.
Yeah, but here's the really interesting thing. Microsoft forgot to look into her past before they put this site up. Apparently, she has a past of softcore pornography.
Woohoo! Cinemax.
Yeah, Miss Dewey is a new humanized search engine from Microsoft. As an animated figure played by an actress, Jelena, I can't pronounce her last name, Gavnakar knocks on the screen to remind the user to
Could
type
you spell
the search
Dewey?
Query.
Could you spell that?
It's MSDEWEY, and I think it's MissDewey.com. Yeah, MissDewey, DEWEY.com. But it turns out that when you have the site up and you want to type something in, she knocks on the screen to remind you to type. The only problem with human search engines is they're human and they did anything to get ahead when they were young. On Miss Dewey's search engine, she shows some geek bait cleavage, but there's a B cup flick, or excuse me, a B cup flick, a B flick.
Is this a pre-op flick?
Well, I'm staring at her tits. That's why. And she did a movie called Cup of My Blood, and she showed off a whole lot more than just a little bit of cleavage. So there are some photos here. I'm going to go
ahead.
I know
what I'm doing when I get
home. So I got a question now. Can you search Miss Dewey for that film?
You know what? That would be worth it to see what happens.
I really do. Very interesting.
Now, the cool thing about it does work off of a certain AI algorithm. And so they have, like, I don't even know how many.
As opposed to an AI what?
An AI. Well,
Wait a second. So basically you type things in and she does them on the screen or what?
No.
She's a search engine. Chicken.
She's a search engine.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
No, she's a search engine. You look things up. They just, rather than the interface being Google spelled out with different letters, it is her.
Okay.
So it's actually kind of neat to play with. But if you ask her to take her clothes off or if she, you know, swallows, she gets rather upset and does funny things to you. In fact, at some point, she'll even kick you off the site and close the window.
Do it. Show me. I want to see.
Unfortunately, that little hole or that little feature isn't available on the Mac since it's unique to IE.
Yeah, it's probably IE only.
Wow. I feel like I've missed out on so much.
Well, the big
ActiveX, reason I don't have fucking viruses.
You know, I could just see it, though. Can you imagine? There's going to be a simple hack for this. There's got to be a simple hack for this.
Oh, there is. What they'll do is they'll just edit the sprites and shit.
Obviously, it's all hosted on Microsoft's site, but come on, there's something that could do like a trick refer tag where it'll throw up another image.
Holy shit, dude. Spell Miss Dewey without the E and see if that domain's registered, and if it's not, get it now.
just told all of our listeners
Here's the picture. Here she is, and she is smoking hot. She is...
Pay no attention to what you just saw. It's for your own safety.
Movie.
Wow, that's an interesting audio clip.
So let's tell me. Okay.
What are you searching? Me out to the ball game.
Clothes. Let's see what happens.
Take off your clothes.
Take off your clothes. Let's see what happens. And it says she's thinking and she's.
Okay. Take off your clothes. All of them. Yes, the socks too. Now, fold them neatly and toss it all out.
Is that an easy button?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
There. Now you're screwed.
How stupid.
Yeah. Now let's ask her.
I love that we're searching on a... Okay, do you swallow? Nice.
Wow.
Well, let's see.
So she's
highbrow!
Oh.
Nope. She just did a shot of Jaeger.
And she's T-boring herself in Rewind. Showing herself swallowing a shot of Jaeger.
But you know, that's the thing. Microsoft execs have to sign off on this.
That's awesome.
That means that they hired someone.
I love my DVR.
They just hired someone to go, okay, we got to think of the most foulest thing.
Oh my God. So the number one link across the top, because after she does her little bit, there's a list of links that you've searched for.
All right.
Do you swallow sperm under bestiality?
Wow.
Interspecies erotica.
Horse death.
And now she's sitting here playing one of the old school... I recognize that. That's the old baseball handheld game. And
now, the difference is they have all these little video clips, but the algorithm will actually take and splice different video clips together so you actually get kind of new content.
Well, what the hell is the anchor point on all that?
It's supposed to be an example of the new live search system, which Microsoft is... pimping out.
How much bandwidth
is
this
shit
take?
Now she's firing a rubber band at the screen.
Nice.
How much bandwidth has this got to take? Because
I don't know, dude, but God, I just want to beat off on her face.
Oh,
just seal those eyes up shut.
Do I have to sit next to him?
Well, ask her if you can.
Ask her. Can I come on your face?
Can I come on your face?
Now, if there's an answer for this.
Okay, let's see what she says.
All right.
If I were a magic eight ball, I wouldn't even float to the top after hearing that.
All right.
Wow. Lame.
Okay. Let's see here. Do you
just the fact that people sat there and thought about all the responses for all the questions?
They probably
farm
didn't.
Animals who don't even do that kind of thing. What makes you think I would?
B because you're a whore and you showed it in a movie.
Well, he has a point. What they probably do is they probably just have all these generic fucking responses.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's just kind of funny that they would go through all that.
Interesting.
So,
There's a photographer, sorry, on the same kind of sideline story that I worked with that gave me a really strange vibe. She was very touchy-feely, very European.
Very lesbian.
We looked up her name online. She was in softcore porn. It was ridiculous.
Wait, wait.
She just made money, decided
in front of or behind the camera?
What?
Was she in the softcore porn, or did she shoot
the
softcore porn?
She was in the softcore porn as an actress.
Oh, nice.
And then she bought a digital, decided, hey, I can be a photographer like everyone else who buys digital cameras.
See, you say work behind the camera, and I think fluffer.
Shh. You're not supposed to tell what Chief does.
Murphy's just pissed off because he got fired.
Yeah, I wouldn't suck cock, which is why you got the job.
Well, no, you were too good at sucking cock.
You wouldn't swallow. That was what it was.
No, you were too good at sucking cock. That was a problem.
Eh, well.
Chief was fluffer on me and Bob.
Who's Bob? And why did he fluff you?
Nice.
I realized I set myself up for that. All right. Do we have to stall anymore? Could someone?
I don't know.
Right. You may check.
Yeah, would you?
No.
Make sure we don't have to keep stall.
I meant to tell her I could see her ass crack when she was bending over earlier.
Wow.
What?
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Yeah, you're whispering in their speakers in the green room.
I forgot. Are we still stalling?
10 minutes.
Okay, we're still stalling. Right. So we're stalling, let's talk about Nintendo. They are being sued for patent infringement on the Wiimotes.
Okay, stop right there. The Wiimote was originally developed by Nintendo to be placed in airplanes for onboard gaming and communications.
Apparently, the Wiimote isn't.
I can imagine people on an airplane punching the back of the seat in front of them.
Now that's not
here. No, hold on. It was a corded version back.
Ooh, ow.
Okay, now hold
way
on
go,
just
Chief.
A second here. A company by. Okay, so the papers have been filed in the U.S. District Court of Delaware, which accuses Nintendo of infringing on a patent previously filed by Interlink Electronics. The court filing claims that Interlinkatronics has suffered loss of reasonable royalties, reduced sales, and or profits as a result of infringing the activities of Nintendo. The claim refers to a patent filed in February of 2005, which refers to a device called a device titled Trigger-Operated Electronic Device, a patent describing a device describes it as a trigger-operated device for natural pointing device with an electronic system such as a computer. The patent continues to be described as a device for what on the surface sounds an awful lot like the Wii's controller.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't there those wireless mice that are trigger mice? That
right. Yeah, wireless pointers. Yeah.
Well, because they work off of an infrared system. This, from what it's saying here, looks like it's got something to do with almost the exact same kind of sensors.
The accelerometers
inside. That the Wiimote has. So... I don't know. The filing demands that the court order Nintendo to pay Interlink three times the assessed damages, including the prejudged interest and attorney fees. Additionally, the plaintiff is demanding a jury trial of any of all issues pertaining to the case.
Wow.
So they're not looking for a settlement. They're looking for a jury trial and a settlement, which means they think they can back it up. So
I
and
don't
there's
know.
A picture here on the webpage
of the patent.
And you know what? I'm going to put this in the chat room so everyone can check that out. The patent, the original patent... And I got to tell you what.
Hey, by the way, Toe points prior art Zapper.
Well, this looks an awful lot like the Wiimote. It does look a little bit smaller, and it does have almost the exact same button placement. So.
Yeah, okay, but isn't the Wiimote patented as well?
The Wiimote is patented as well, but if Nintendo based the Wiimote's design on another company's patent, then they're infringing.
Well, yeah, I agree with that, but I mean, what if it's just one of those things that's a coincidence?
Well, then it's a coincidence, and that's up to the court to decide.
When was the Wiimote patented?
Well, you know what? If it's a coincidence, you know what? It can go. If a jury decides it's an absolute coincidence that Nintendo had no way to get information, and they may just either A, throw the case out, or B, say, okay, well, we only award you a tiny fucking settlement for no damages, or they may say you have to maybe have part of profits or something, or have to license the
software. Yeah, but you know what? The way laws have been going now, they'll say, hey, pull the whole thing off.
Well, Sony didn't. Now, Sony was found to have actual patent infringement by the DualShock controller,
yes.
And they didn't. They only had to pay. They didn't have to pull the controller. Vibrators. And that really sucks, though, because they did pull the vibration and the force feedback out of the version for the PS3, the Saxis.
Right.
But if they had to pull it entirely, wouldn't that cause an even bigger disruption?
Oh, absolutely would. I mean, that's totally. The controller is the...
Is this game. It's the system.
The Wiimote is what separates the Nintendo from every other gaming system.
It defines the platform.
By the way, has anyone else seen the pictures of the new old-school controller that's coming out for the Wii? Thing is, it's about this big. It's about what you would say when you're holding up someone holding a hamburger.
I've seen
it. It's a big paddle.
Well, yeah, it's an older... It sounds like an
NES Max.
Yeah, nah. No, it's not an NES Max. It's actually based on the 64. Not 64. What's the one before?
Intellivision?
No, the Super Nintendo. It's actually a Super Nintendo with a dual analog stick controller.
Claude called it, though. It does kind of resemble the Max in that... Remember the Max had that rotating slider knob?
Yep.
There apparently is a way to swap out, from what I've heard, one of those analog sticks for that slider knob.
Okay. Well, I've seen the Wii Classic controller, whatever it's called right now. It does look like a Super Nintendo controller with two analog sticks. It has two shoulder buttons and two inner... four shoulder buttons, basically. Yeah. It's really... how can you play a game where you're like...
Yeah. Well, you know
that's
what?
That's why I stopped playing.
Well, see, that's why the Wii is so great. It's just the one controller.
It's just a stick. Well, I mean, and then there is the nunchuck side of things.
Yes, I can't wait to actually see a role-playing game on the Wii.
I can't wait to see a game that actually looks good on the Wii.
Oh, that's harsh. It's not about looks.
Goddamn good point.
It's like you. It's about personality.
Hey, look, I got Gears of War. Something has to top that.
Well, to me, what you're describing for like the classic controller for the Wii sounds to me like Nintendo's getting a plan B just in case they have something go wrong with this. But, you know... Looking at the diagram right here that Murphy sent out, you know, Nintendo has a good case, too, because, number one, I don't see this attached to anything external with a little nunchuck controller there.
Yeah.
So, you know what? They may end up saying that, you know what? Our intent was not to defraud or cause damages or steal an idea. We just had this. We implemented it in a certain other way. So, they may have to pay a small, small royalty. But, you know, me personally, looking at that, I think, personally, it is a coincidence, and I don't see them... And I don't see Nintendo intending to use this in the same fashion.
You know what? And I'm trying to think of what kind of remote that is, but it looks like a remote that I've used for something else, like
Keyspan.
Thank you.
What do they call it? Keyspan presentation remote.
That's that's what I was going to just say. It's an overhead projector remote with the pull trigger for the screens and the slides, and then the mouse cursor for IR mouse cursor.
Yep. Right.
So
yeah, that's that. So
it'll be interesting to see how it goes, though, because I am curious myself.
Well, sticking with Wii news, apparently Nintendo has already fixed the strap problem. Let's see here. The Australian market has already received the Wii remotes with the next generation straps, and basically it just looks like a cord that's about double the thickness of the original Wii strap.
But how does it seal or attach to the Wii? Because that's one of the big problems where these idiots who are throwing the fucking remotes, it's not breaking because it's fraying. It's breaking because it's coming unclamped or unglued.
Well, the straps are also breaking, too, because they are very flimsy, and a lot of cases have that broken strap. And one of the do-it-yourself fixes that I've seen online is taking a piece of fishing twine and looping it through and basically doing fishing a secondary twine loop.
Dude, you get that thing tightened around your wrist long enough, you're going to fucking cut off your wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pictures here, I mean, you can see they have
new
done...
from Nintendo, piano wire mafia-style controllers.
It also looks like the old cable is just basically plastic. The new one looks like it's actually nylon cord.
Yeah.
So you can see
that was only a plastic cabling?
Yeah, it's just a little piece of plastic. It's just thin plastic. So which would explain why it's
breaking. You get
the
piano wire with a new GTA version on the Wii.
Well, you know, we were talking about the Gran Turismo being a complete ripoff, how you only got two tracks and four cars. It has been canceled. It is now demo only, and we'll see where they go from there. But as it is right now, Gran Turismo 4 has been canceled.
Nice.
So,
well,
I don't think I can sleep tonight.
No, you
I'll
won't.
Come help you, baby. I'll come help you.
No, you'll that's not going to help death. You sleep
yeah,
either.
Much.
No, she might fall asleep in the middle.
She might fall asleep at the beginning.
I only did that once.
Don't make me tell stories.
I was drunk, and I was in high school.
Okay, well, falling asleep and passing out are two different things.
Yeah, okay.
I've passed out during sex. There's nothing unusual about that.
Wait, you've passed out during sex?
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
Who was on top?
Girl.
Okay, the girl's on top. Okay, because I can just imagine you're like going out, you're on top. Yeah. You pass out, fucking flatten her out.
She's like totally trapped for hours.
Well, she was, I started to doze off as she was going down on me. If that's any indication, that means you're not very good at it.
Ooh.
And, and then she's like, oh, I want to ride you. I'm like, all right, get on up.
So, did you talk to her after that?
Way to go, no. Brody.
So, wow. Yeah. So, Ginger, you brought notes. What do you got?
Yeah, I do. I tried to find some more people's sex life worse than your own, but not as fabulous as last week. But I do have two stories. First of all, there is a German woman that's about 65 years old. Her husband passed away. She went to the hospital to visit him to make sure it was him. I'm not really sure why.
Identify
she
the body.
She was caught chopping off his penis. She put it in her lunchbox and started walking out of the hospital, and the nurse found her, and she was arrested for mutilation.
Kielbasa.
It turns out the reason why is because it was. She said that that was the best part of their marriage. She wanted something to remember him by, so she was going to pickle it in a jar and save it for eternity.
Ah!
Okay, so wait. Wow. Now this leads me to ask important questions.
He's already dead. It doesn't matter.
This leads me to ask important questions. Was it a metal lunchbox, or was it a plastic lunchbox, and was there a thermos?
No thermos.
No thermos.
And it was plastic, probably with, I don't know, the Little Ranger on
My Little Pony.
She was 65, for God's sake.
Wow.
Just the fact Power Rangers. She thought of that, she's got some cojones bigger than mine.
Yeah, his.
Wait, you have cojones? Oh,
no,
shit.
No, I don't. I just
did she get the cock and balls or just the cock?
Just the cock.
Wow.
Well, just missing out on half the prize, because it's not fun if you don't follow the bulls.
Yeah, the guy's dead. What does he care?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's dead.
Unless
yeah.
he's now, Jewish and believes he's going to heaven without his Johnson.
Now, here's the question. Here's the question. Did the mortician sew it back on, or just throw it in there and bury him with it?
That wasn't listed. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
We're going to need a follow-up.
Oh, speaking of a follow-up.
You know what? That's a goddamn good question. Do they put like a steel rod in there to preserve it, or they just like put it in the pants pocket?
You'll need
dead.
This in the afterlife.
I don't think he really cares.
Is that a cock in your pocket?
He might.
They let him believe all the jokes he's been telling people forever. He just tucked it into his sock. It took a second to register. Okay, wait, you got
a
follow-up?
To the Tesco story for the UK,
the pole dancing that was on the kids' page on Tesco.
They have moved it to the fitness section of the website, so you can still purchase it.
Nice.
Nice.
Just in case anyone wanted
to. So if anybody needs exercise, go pole dancing.
Yes.
Carmen Electra does it. We said that last week.
Yep,
okay.
There you go.
Next story, we have, a Channel 4 to a British TV station. This is just hard to swallow for myself.
I thought that was the two stories ago.
They're going to have a week-long episodic adventure on how to masturbate for girls. Huh? There is a woman who is self-proclaimed. What's her freaking name?
Jessica?
No. Betty Dodson, Masturbation for Girls, has a book. She's going to be teaching hand techniques. Follow-up to, it's just...
Hand techniques.
Wait,
a week-long...
What age range are they aiming for here?
Well, if it's Channel 4, it's going to be Channel 4 is kind of like the
risque-ish.
Well, yeah, it's like almost like the Comedy Central of British.
It's like the vagina monologues for teens.
Okay, so now it gets
it's not an after school special.
Sounds like it.
It was a public channel, is it not?
Yeah, it is a public channel.
It is.
It's not. So, well, they have a lot easier censorship laws there. So now comes the really interesting question. What is your technique for masturbation, Ginger? Are you a clit girl? You insertion?
Well, I have to be in the
middle both?
Of
She's like down to the elbow.
You're not a fister, are you?
Make her a Muppet.
I can't get my fist inside myself.
Okay, so now are you primarily clitoral stimulation or off the G-spot?
It's penetration and clitoral both. At
multitasking.
The same time.
Multitasking.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's got her hands full.
Yeah. The vibrators are nice, but I usually don't opt for that just because it's like tucked away and I have to actually go get it. So.
You're in the mood.
I still need more porn. God damn it.
Oh, I was supposed to burn you a DVD of
you
porn,
suck.
Wasn't I?
It's
oh.
Okay.
You don't want his kind of porn.
You don't understand, dude. Last week when you guys were over there, her and I were watching porn almost the entire night.
You really don't want his kind of porn.
By the way,
I'm telling you.
No, you survive Murphy's
porn.
Yeah, that's right. I'm
Chief,
sorry.
I got to bring up something here. Do you remember a chick that we went to high school with wound up becoming a porn star? The chick that Mike used to date?
Which one?
Christy, I think her name was?
Maybe.
Well, I've got porn's most outrageous bloopers here, which is actually a pretty funny video. In it is a video of her. Apparently, she shows up to the set completely hammered out of her mind, drunk as hell. And they filmed a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. She's sitting in the makeup chair. They're literally having to hold her up. She's so drunk. They throw her over a guy's shoulder and get her out onto the set. The director comes up and says, there's no way we can use her. When they put her down... Bam! Head slams on the... It's a bar set. They slam her head right on the bar. The name of the film is American Bukkake, by the way. And Every guy on the set is like, no, 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 she's fine, she's fine, she's fine. The director's like, put her in a cab, get her out of here now. But we went to high school with this girl.
Nice.
Oh, they God, couldn't use her because of why?
She was drunk off her ass and passed out.
That's like any other porn you have on your computer.
Yeah,
pretty much.
You know, when Marilyn Monroe did her last photo shoot for Playboy, she was really inebriated. You could see it in the photos. Her eyes were so red and glazed over. Hmm. She was loopy.
How'd they airbrush that?
I thought the red eyes were just from Joe DiMaggio.
Say it ain't so, Joe. No. Say it ain't so. Oh, man.
No, no. So, what the fuck is this?
Here we go again about. With the
porn. Yes! Nice.
Oh, is this... how come you always play the World of Warcraft?
Oh, Horrors of Warcraft. Dude, this is episode 4. This one actually has a bear in it.
What?
Yeah, there's a bear in this one. The chick's playing a hunter. It's actually kind of funny. So, yeah, what else do we got here for news? Oh, man, I pulled down so much
shit
this week.
I have one more
story while you're looking. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, this is not on a sexual note. This is on a religious note.
Well, then in that case, we'll just skip over it and...
Huh?
No, keep going. Keep going.
In Canada, there is wait. There are some churches that are actively condemning commercial bottled water. They believe that except where other sanitary water is available, so it's just in the areas that there is no sanitary water, or that there is sanitary water. I sound blonde as hell right now.
Oh my God! So like water. Is like my and favorite color because it's like clear. My name is Jennifer.
Color. I mean, they're I don't know. I mean, it's too devoid. But
it's either
know.
Environmentally destructive or that it's just commercialization of God's gift of life.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's obnoxious.
So they want religious groups want to ban bottled water for the environment.
That's very ironic. Religious groups talking about commercialization
in Canada.
I mean, you know. Yeah, really, because you know they have to have their altars and their crosses and every little bit of.
And the most important thing, the most important religious doctrine ever, tax exemption status.
I could go with that. I think I can top that though.
Okay.
The Broadway actor who played the Beast in the Disney Beauty and the Beast play. Okay. He's been accused of having sex with an underage girl.
Oh, how nice. Ooh,
what was his name?
Yeah,
let's
see here.
Was he in the costume at the time?
His name's James Barbour. He's
God
40.
And, my friend might know him.
He's charged with 5 counts of criminal sex acts and sex abuse against a teen back in 2001. Apparently what ended up happening was the girl and her mother went to see the play, which, you know, is always a good thing. Wound up somehow after the play getting backstage to meet the...
It started as a family trip.
Wound up going backstage, met him, and then...
They went backstage. Wound in a world where you're backstage with the Beast.
Exactly. He says that it was innocent, and then they went to dinner.
It was innocent.
It slipped in.
And we just went to dinner.
And she says he exposed himself to her backstage that first day.
That's it?
Wait, that's not just it. Then
the first day.
The first day, apparently, is what she says. Now,
want to see why I'm the Beast?
Over the next couple of months, the two hung out, apparently. And then one night, I guess they were in a hotel. He says they got naked, laid, and cuddled. She says he stuck it in my vagina. So
why would they just?
But she
get
still
naked
got
and
naked.
Cuddled.
Yeah.
And she still hung out with him after he exposed himself.
Yeah.
Hi, here's my penis. Let's go hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was mom at the time?
Probably there
filming. With the camera.
Yeah.
Hanging out with a teacup.
Chip and Mrs. Potts. Wow.
Just like Disney poor movie. Don Vito.
Disney movies. Porn for
what,
furry lovers everywhere.
Whatever happened to that with Don Vito? I didn't hear
anything. I haven't heard anything with
Don
Vito.
I'm sure Bam threw so much money at it that MTV weeped, but...
wait, what are you talking about?
Don Vito was accused
of... Wait. Background. If anybody watches MTV Viva La Bam, basically one of the people on there was his uncle... Don Vito.
Yeah.
So just want to give that background just for anybody who doesn't know.
Don Vito for years has had a reputation for being a little hands-on with some of the younger female fans of BAMs. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, in Denver, apparently, taking a picture, he had his hand around the girl and, honk, honk, got a little booty.
Yeah.
Mom snapped the picture, didn't realize what was going on until she got home a couple of days later, looked at the pictures, and next thing you know, she's suing the shit out of Don Vito. So
nice.
And bullshit. They weren't letting Don Vito out of Denver. They were actually going to hold him there on charges. Eventually, Bam was able to get him back to Massachusetts. And I haven't heard anything since, which means Bam must have thrown a shitload of money.
Well, Don Vito can't even speak.
No.
So how?
Well, he can. Just it's funny when he
gets
frustrated.
Right.
Can you imagine him in a courtroom? Sir, where were you?
Bam, and boom, honk.
Dude, I love the subtitles they have on the bottom of the screen.
Can you imagine having to be a court stenographer? To record Don Vito?
Could you read that back to us, ma'am? No.
No. You have to get an Ebonics court stenographer in.
Don Vito does not speak Ebonics.
No, he speaks fat. He speaks drunken. Fat. Drunken. Fucking Bostonian boy. That's what he drinks.
Fucking honk. Where's it? Never mind.
Durkistan.
That's where I'm going.
You're going to Durkistan?
Hey, yeah. You finally got your papers?
Kind of.
What?
Those are rolling papers.
I'm going to be popular in Bosnia.
You going to Bosnia?
No.
Oh.
Sarajevo.
Maybe.
Building Sarajevo. Mud huts for prostitutes.
That's hey, crazy. Girls got to work too.
I thought you were the prostitute.
And yes, my sister.
I'm not a prostitute.
Not
prostitute.
You. I'm talking about Chief.
Chief's like, in the name of God, I build you mud hut.
But you can't have bottled water.
That's a pretty good gig, though, man. You go on a humanitarian mission,
yeah,
and you like get supplies for people, and you sell it to them. That's fucking awesome.
Hey, what do you think we're doing in Iraq?
Paid that's American. Diamonds.
What do you think Bush tried to con off Iraq
speaking
on American people ass?
The Iraqi report came out this week, and what does it say? Rethink your plan. Get the hell out.
Yeah, don't send more troops. Just get a timeline. And, oh, by the way, we'd like you to cut the number of people there. Leave some of these guys, though, entrenched with these Iraqis to show them what to do. And don't worry about any of them getting killed.
Can you actually believe that they only train about 1,000 to 4,000 at one time? Instead of actually doing what our military does and tries to train about 20,000 at one time.
Well, that's because everybody here mostly speaks English. The problem with there is translators.
You know what? That's a little obvious, but I didn't see that.
Yeah, the problem is Farsi translators. So, Farsi apparently is not a commonly spoken language throughout most.
You know,
by the way, Chazad says Durkistan is beautiful in the winter.
Oh awesome!
I'm sorry. I've tried to keep an open mind about stuff, but yeah, glass parking lot to me, you know, is a very plausible solution.
For those of you who don't know what glass parking lot means, well, let me give you
go
a
go and look
simple,
it up, you dumb sons of bitches.
Let me just give the simple definition. Nuke the fuckers.
Yeah, heat glass, heat sand, it becomes glass. Yes. So, wow. All right, do you want to go to another break and see if
you
guys are
know,
ready?
Let's hope we're not going to have to stall anymore. I got some music here.
No, please.
So.
Please, I have something wonderful.
What?
Come on, trust me.
No.
Come on. It is pretty good.
Oh, what the hell? Trust him. What's the worst that could happen?
I want to play music.
You can play music next time.
I forgot my thing last week. I played
That's
music.
That's your problem, not mine. Come on.
Oh, look at this.
We'll be right back.
So I says to the guy, no, I'm not going to break that.
No, that's just do shitty. No, don't do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon.com.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Oh. Spankwagon Radio.
She's okay. A noob. Such a noob.
Noob.com. You know, it's .net.
I wasn't expecting it.
Okay, so try it again. What's the name of the show?
Spankwagon Radio.
And what's the website?
www.spankwagon.com.
No! Oh!
Yes, it's not.
.net. .net.
And if you really would like to be our friend, we have a MySpace page, myspace.com/spankwagon.
I'm sure you'll meet some pedophiles on there in no time at all.
Murphy has.
Murphy is the pedophile on there. What are you talking
about?
I'm
not a pedophile.
18.
18's not a problem.
Come here, little kid. Yeah. All
you're
right.
We never really
16.
Saw her ID, so we don't know.
Good
hey,
point.
Hey.
No, yeah, age check. I'm going to go on a date, but I need two forms of ID. One has to be photo. And give me your SOS card just in case.
I have a hall pass.
And a written referral.
Oops. Did I forget to turn down the porn again?
Yeah, you forgot to turn down the porn again.
Hang on.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Our guests can't even hear this shit going on. All right, in the studio, finally, as the one person in the chat room is probably just creaming over now, we have Take in the studio with us, John, what is it? I don't know the
Jesus,
second name.
You suck.
I don't know the second name.
Wow.
John. Okay, I know John.
Prepared.
I know. And I don't have a mic. Is,
have
switch,
mic
is the button on?
And
where'd we hide your mic?
Oh, my God, dude. I'm Ladies sorry. And gentlemen, you'll have to keep in mind, Spankwagon Radio is a work in progress, and it is always...
We
having
are for the past 10 years. No, all right, try it now.
Hello.
Hey.
All right.
So we do have the guys from Take in studio. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves for those people that haven't heard you before?
Well, I'm John. I do all the vocals and the management and all that fun stuff. And I brought our.
Wait, you're the boss?
I am the boss. Wow. Yes, I try.
He's the fucking man. You're gonna take that, Marlon?
Well, Marlon is just my co-executive.
Oh, now he's your bitch.
And security guard.
Oh.
No. Yeah, my name is Marlon. I work with John. I'm not his bitch, but I do work with him a little bit. There you go.
Right on.
My name's Danny, and I play guitar, and that's about all I do.
Wow.
Don't you do it well?
He doesn't do it well. What he doesn't do well is show up on time, so I'd like to apologize for
hey, that's not a problem. Look, we've got several gentlemen here in the studio who tend not to show up on time at all. We're
No, that's
here.
Minority standard time, dude.
I noticed this gentleman, his name's Chief, right?
Yes.
Oh, he was kind of the bitch of the group with the water, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So doesn't he have a reason to be late?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I got nothing.
I called him an hour and a half early and said, "Hey, I need you to pick up water." So there was no reason for him, you know, to delay in picking anything up. So you guys, Take is a local band, and we like to think of them as punk with a social conscience.
Not
it's
punk.
Actually kind of nice. Well,
I mean, we have a little punk influence but more hardcore and a little metal thrown in as well. So it's a good mixture of things. cool stuff.
Our new stuff has some more punk in it.
What was that?
I said our new stuff has a lot more punk in it.
So you guys are, I guess you guys are working on a new album?
Yeah, I believe we've written 4 new songs now, and we're supposed to go in and record sometime in January. The AM Audio, same recording company as on the last album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's off of this one, the A New Beginning?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, those of you that haven't been to their MySpace page yet and heard it, we are going to play a track or two in a little bit. These guys, they fucking rock. There's no other way around it.
So since the last time you were in the studio was about almost a year ago now?
That's close to.
Close
about,
to a
yeah.
year ago now? What major changes? Any changes in the band or anything?
We've probably had 5 or 6 drummers.
Oh, shit. Man.
5 or 6 drummers. Probably.
They what walk do you do
up,
with them all?
They walk up, go once on the tom, and walk away. That's like
just about, dude. Seriously, it's fucking crazy. And like 3 or 4 drummer or 3 or 4 guitar players, a couple bass players, and I'm actually the only original member in the band. And it was my dream, you know, to be in this band, and I'm just going to keep doing it until I die. So
all right.
If I can find people that are dedicated, if you want to come try out, I don't give a shit what you can do. Just fucking do something.
How can they find you online to do that?
MySpace.com/take and just email John. I don't care. Just hit me up and say you can do something.
You'll take anybody in,
I'll
right?
I'll take anything. Anybody who's dedicated.
Soon you're
going to
have so many people, it's going to be like Jethro Tull.
I suppose so, yeah. It's getting to that point.
So you got... Well, you guys do have a social message with your music and everything. You have any new messages you're bringing out with the new songs, or are you tackling some old issues? Or
you know, with the new stuff, it's still the political activism that we had in the old stuff, and that's the main goal. But with a positive feel, and you know, I don't want to bring too much negativity. I just like to point out the negatives and try to fix them, you know, to a more positive light.
Right. That's always a good.
So
thing.
A lot about Bush.
There's a couple songs, and you'll have to read the lyrics when we get the CD pressed and all that fun stuff.
What's the name of that song?
That song is called "If I Was a Rich Boy."
All right, so now we know what to look for.
That seems fitting. So you guys did a little tour there, and you went to a couple of cities. How did that go?
It went a lot better than I thought, because I did most of the booking. Some of the guys helped out, and we did actually like 29 cities in 30 days or so.
Holy shit!
Wow. And we ended up sleeping. You know, we'd sleep wherever we could find in the rest stops. So we would see Danny and Trent, our old guitar player, would sleep on top of the U-Haul, and you know, when it was 1,000 degrees outside, or if it was, you know, raining and whatever. And it was really fun. I had such a great time. We ended up being broke, and I'm finally just getting over my financial struggles from the tour. But it was well worth it. Great responses in every city.
Where was the stretch of the tour? Where'd you go? Name some places.
I mean, we went through Salt Lake City, and then we went through Idaho, Washington, down the coast, and all the way over to through New Mexico and to Texas.
Danny looks like he's got a story.
Yeah,
I don't have any stories.
Danny's. What happened was we found Danny. He was in a band called Up in Arms, which we love, and we were playing a show with them. And one day afterwards, he found out that we needed another guitar player for the tour, so we wanted to have 2 guitar players. And a week before the tour, we said, "Hey, Danny, can you play?" And he said, "Yes, but I only have $100. So he went through the $100 in about 2 or 3 days.
Hookers and blow, man.
Dude, seriously, we went to the mall, and this faggot, he buys like a $20 shirt, which is like a fifth of his money, and there it goes, and he's done. So our drummer, Landon, who saved us, he actually bought us a lot of stuff on tour, which I thank him. He saved his ass, which you should say thank you to Landon.
Oh, thank you, Landon.
Wow. So what kind of stuff did you guys bump into on tour? I mean, what kind of fucked up shit's out there? I mean,
dude, Modesto was gnarly. We played at this church, and it was run by a bunch of ex-convicts that are all out of prison, and they found God, and they let us stay at their place, and we ended up going to take a shower where like all these guys live, and there was like one chick and then like 50 dudes, and they were all fat with tattoos.
Did you sleep?
We slept inside the church. They were really cool, but the one dude that was really into us was, he looked just like Mankind.
Really? Wow. Wait, there was only one bar of soap for the whole place, right?
You know what? And they were really cool. We brought our own soap, fortunately, but we went in with all these guys in the morning, and they gave us pancakes, and like just all these guys who I found, you know, found God, but they used to be like hardcore, like rapists and murderers and stuff. And
whoa.
It was crazy.
And there was one chick, so it's basically like Alien 3.
Yeah.
Bunch of head shaved. She looked like Sigourney Weaver.
You saw some of the craziest tattoos.
Well,
you know,
she looked like Mankind.
Yeah.
was she a looker, or was she a nasty one?
No, actually, she was really nice. She ran the house that they all stayed at, and she served them food and stuff, and it was cool and gave us.
So how many guys lived there?
Probably I'd say like 25 or something like that.
Wow.
People would just show up to the house and. You know, and then they would have shows at the church, and it was really cool, but
so now,
scary.
Okay, so this church, I mean, you played in the actual church then, and how do they take to the music?
They like it because it's like they're like a whole born-again Christian kind of thing where they incorporate, like, you know, like heavy metal or hardcore with, like, you know, trying to preach the word of God, and anybody who wants, you know, has a positive message, even if you're not a Christian, can go through there and play a show.
Cool. Where was one of the worst stops on the trip?
The worst stop, I think, was, would you say Seattle?
What?
Whoa.
Seattle is kind of
dying. Not that.
A cool venue.
The venue was cool, but I think I just booked a show that I could just get, you know? And it wasn't like with the hardcore bands. We played with a couple emo bands, which I don't have anything against.
Hey, Chief, you'd have been right,
any
in,
music,
right in there.
Any music, but seriously, like, as soon as we started playing, the kids were just like, what the hell? Like, because if you come see us live, there's a lot of energy and a lot of, like, breaking of the stage and shit.
Wow.
And
you did this at like an emo show.
Kind of, yeah. And it was
they're
like,
they're all just standing there. Just
oh,
like,
that
what?
Is fucking. I can imagine all the kids doing the emo dance shuffle. And all of a sudden, you guys come on and they're just like fucking
deer
caught in the headlights.
They're too scared to cut themselves.
We all had beards, and so they were like, they were scared. And I think there was probably one person that stayed in there. But I think the majority of the show is probably 60 or 70 kids would show up to each show, which is really good for not playing out of town much. Yeah.
So any groupie sex?
Groupie, you know what? We all
back at that place.
Look, Danny's nodding.
I could have, but I love my girlfriend Joy very much, so I didn't.
Aww.
He's a bitch.
We're all married bastards.
You know what? Marlon, I take everything I just said a little bit ago. You're the bitch now.
Wow.
You know, we're actually gonna. We all had girlfriends, which was weird because I just got into a relationship right before I left, and. Our other guitar player was too, and it was just we were looking at each other like, "What the fuck are we doing?" You know. But if we next time we're gonna try to bring Marlon with us, and hopefully he draws
shit.
Him in. You know,
nice.
He said he has a monster. You know.
Whoa.
So
I've heard tales of Marlon's cock.
Have you?
Yeah.
apparently, was that you on MySpace?
Apparently, the place they used to work, it had to have its own name badge. I'm not 100%.
But for all the kids who ask me what the hell the symbol on the back of the shirts are, that's Marlon's company. It's on the white ones. I think it's 72 Entertainment Group, and that's his company. And everybody asks me, so Marlon's the guy who helps me out with merch and helps the band.
So Marlon, you do merch and marketing and everything like that, or?
Yeah, I help him out with that. I'm trying to get into promotion and working with my production company and dealing with them. So this is my first, you know, shot at right now working with John because he's so dedicated. I noticed it when I was working with him, so. I went to one of his shows, and it's been working with him ever since.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Marlon has brought us another guest, Miles, the comedian we had on the show.
Yep.
That went interestingly.
Very interestingly.
His interview style is very, he needs to let the jokes die sometimes and just talk as himself.
Okay.
But he was a cool guy. He was definitely a cool guy. How's his stuff working out?
Oh, he's doing all right. He's actually in the process of trying to get into a production house. And just trying to polish up his act. But like I said, it was like a kind of new adventure for him. I was trying to see if he can do something. He was a little bit worried and concerned at first and nervous more than anything. But now because I've heard his material before, and he's actually been on stage before, like a couple times, but it's still pretty raw. It's still pretty raw.
Well, it seemed like there was some talent there. He just needs to polish it up
a
little bit.
Yeah, a lot of good talent. Yeah.
Now, we actually have a question for you guys from the chat room. This comes from Cooch, and Cooch asks...
Oh, no, they know him.
Toddington Willingham. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Where's the name for Toddington Willingham come from for John?
Actually, the name Todd... His name is Todd, and he just looks like a Toddington Willingham. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
does the dude run around in ascots or something?
No, he's
I'm Toddington Willingham.
If you saw him, he wouldn't look anything like it, but every time it just comes to my mind. I spent the night at my friend Devin John's house one night, and this dude spent the night too. And if you wake up, no matter what time it is, he's always staring at you. He does this to everybody. It's so creepy. I love Todd, but Todd, just stop looking at me when I'm sleeping, dude.
Measuring you up.
Yeah, like
it's like trying to take a trip with Murphy here. He does the same thing.
Oh, really?
Except
oh,
yeah. He's beating off while he's
Yeah, it was kind of funny how you kept opening your eyes and pretending you were asleep, but your mouth kept getting wider and wider.
If I wasn't tied down, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, you know, I take what I can get. Now, Ginger, you're our local music girl here. What do you want to ask the guys from Take Here?
Do you have a favorite venue to play in town, or do you have one that you frequent more?
It used to be the Rock and Java, but it seems every time we play, even though we don't like fights, there's a fight breaks out.
Very smoothly at the cemetery. We didn't have any problems at all.
Where is that at?
It's over off of Dean Martin. You know where that really big In and Out is off the off the 15. You just get off on whatever street that is.
That's Trop over there.
Trop
and Dean, and it looks really shady, but it was really cool.
It's this fabrication place. It's called Creations Fabrications, and then they like open this room in the back and just throw shows. And it's really gnarly looking.
Very cool.
There's like crazy stuff hanging off the walls, like pigs with like weird teeth and stuff.
So you say there's a bunch of fights over the Rock and Java. I guess in the middle of freaking Summerlin. I mean,
it's
Green Valley.
Isn't it closed down now for actual shows? They're not playing.
Yeah, they couldn't afford it. The owners are actually Deb and John, who we go over there a lot, and they couldn't afford it. And, you know, just like it's like $6,000-$8,000 a month for rent. And stuff.
I think, you know, didn't I read something where people were, I guess, doing something to shit out in the parking lot and the other stores around there, and they had never actually gotten cleared to do shows over there, I think someone
said?
Well,
what you have to get for our kind of shows, which I don't know if it'll get me in trouble, but you have to get a dance hall license, that you can't mosh or you can't hardcore dance unless you have this license or can't really throw shows. So they could never get it because Las Vegas, the city of Las Vegas doesn't give them out. So
yeah, that actually started back in the 60s.
So the venues we play at, you know, usually get shut down because they just don't have the right licenses, which sucks because we don't have any place.
Right. So they run their shows and then they just say, okay, now we're busted. Now it's time to close down and start up another place. Like, it's like moving to Boston
Cheyenne?
Again.
Yeah, we play the Cheyenne, but we've built more of an all-ages crowd now.
Right,
we actually have
a
show at the Cheyenne tomorrow night, which I'm excited because we haven't been there for a while, and they have a really good sound. But we've built more of an all-ages crowd in the last couple
of
years.
And that's the Cheyenne Saloon for anybody who knows.
Cheyenne Rancho tomorrow night at 9 p.m. So if you're over 21, or if you look 21 and you have a fake ID, then go.
Wow. So any more fucked up stories from the road out there?
I'm trying to think. Oh, God, when we played in Amarillo, they had like a little plywood stage that we played on. And one of my things is I stomp on the ground really hard because I get really, I guess, angry. I don't know. So the first
I never would have guessed it.
Wow.
The first time I did it, it broke right through the stage and my foot got stuck in the plywood.
Are you singing while you're pulling your leg?
Yeah, and I'm like looking down and trying to sing and people are going crazy and it was really funny. And I felt bad that I broke their stage, but we left after that. So.
Eugene, Oregon, and I went to turn on my amp when we were about to play, and it like exploded and lit on fire. That was pretty nuts.
Nice.
We had to borrow somebody else's amp, and then we thought we fixed it and went to Amarillo to use it, and it exploded again.
Holy shit.
It's just not cheap either, so.
No.
No.
Oh, man.
Especially on tour, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, guys, let's go ahead and play a track here. Let's see. You said you wanted to play Wasted Earth?
I guess we'll play Wasted Earth, yeah.
All right, cool.
We're going to be in the studio soon, so everybody who's listening, keep on the lookout. Probably the end of the January we'll have new stuff up.
And you guys are playing next Saturday at a CD release party, not yours.
No, we're not. No, that show got moved to January 13th. We're still finding a venue, so just keep checking our MySpace
page.
Okay,
and what's the MySpace again on it?
MySpace.com/take, T-A-K-E.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, let me go ahead and make sure I'm up. And so this is anything we need to know about Wasted Earth, or is it just a cool song?
It's really cool. It's a real popular one. As soon as we start playing it live, you get a couple hundred kids rushing the stage to sing the words. So
awesome.
So it's awesome. Thank you.
Cool. All right, cool. So here we go with Take and with Wasted Earth.
And we'll be back. Anytime now.
It's Stand
still. I'm a god destroyer. Yeah.
Alrighty, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. As I turn on more buttons on this board than I think I've ever had on at one time. Shit. All right, so we still have the band in the studio. Take. We have everybody here still.
We got everybody here. Wow.
Chat room, any questions? You guys go ahead and ask up. Give us a call. They may not be able to hear you, but we will. Give us a call. 1-866-587-6257. Toll free as someone gets more text messages.
Hang on.
You've been getting them all fucking night.
He's really not that good looking.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. No, my whole world has gone to shit in the last 4 hours, so fucking.
Well, wow. Everybody's got to have a hobby.
Yeah.
All right. So, where do anybody need?
I have a question. So, you guys talked about relationships. So, are all of you taken as far as the fans and MySpace girls and whoever else wants to know?
And
no, I.
Potential co-host.
I wish she was listening now, but my ex-girlfriend just dumped me like a month ago. And so I'm available now. Also, anybody listening out there want nice gentlemen?
He's looking for a hot meal is pretty much it.
Pretty much. And I know we all know Marlon can't stay committed because he can't figure out which sex he wants. So.
So wow, Marlon, wow. You like the cock, huh?
Too much. No.
I can say up on a date with Murphy. Yeah.
Actually, Marlon knows my wife, so yeah, I can't so cheat on her with someone she knows. So it would have to be someone unique.
No, I think she'd say yes.
Oh, hell yeah, she'd say yes.
Anywho,
I am sexy.
Yeah, Marlon is dead sexy.
He is sexy.
He is dead sexy.
It's a bald head, dude.
Oh goodness! Oh my goodness!
Says the man with the peeling bald head.
Yeah.
No, those are apparently that's towel fuzz.
No, the wife bought new towels.
Oh,
and
bullshit. And you don't look at a fucking mirror to go, shit, I got fuzz in my head?
Dude, I was running out of the freaking house to get freaking water.
Oh, okay.
Fucking A.
Freaking, hey, I have a question.
Freaking A.
Go for it.
So, all right. Now, I know you guys have probably covered this a million times with Michael Richards, right? Probably a million times, but I've always been interviewing people and like asking them what they think. Like, why would that comedy club say he can't say the N-word anymore? I know it's a terrible word, but isn't there freedom of speech?
Well
there's a lot of self. There's a lot of self-censorship, first of all. He said nigger.
I know what he's. Well, yeah.
You don't have.
Marlon, you don't have to hide in the studio here.
I have respect for the word, and I don't use it. But if he wants to say it and call somebody that, then I think he should. I mean, if he's going to pay the consequences, he has to know that. If for instance, if a black man wants to kick his ass, you know.
Right.
No, they're surprised like, he got. I'm surprised he got out alive.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
And you know what? I agree totally with you right there. I don't think he should be censored at all for the same reason that, you know what? If someone's going to go that far and they're going to say that shit, you should let them fucking bury themselves and let everyone know it.
Well, the guy who owns the club, his name's Jamie. He has said publicly that any other comics who use, you know, who say the N-word, not only will they be fined, but they'll be banned for life from the club.
And you saw what's his name?
Damon Wayans.
Did
it on purpose. Damon Wayans went in there and did it. And I was listening, and there is a good chance. You guys know I love Jim Norton. He's out in L.A. this week. He and a bunch of other comics may line up out front, go on stage, say it, and then walk off. So that, you know, showing the word only has power if people give it that.
Yeah.
And if it just falls off to the wayside, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a fucking word.
Yep.
Right.
Totally agree.
I mean,
all right.
It's really funny. It's really funny when Murphy says it.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. I do love it.
It's because he walks over to Westtown and says it. Just screams it.
Yeah.
You see him with a hockey helmet. They're like, oh, he's a fucking retard. Okay, it's all right.
Was that the Kentucky Fried movie?
Kentucky Fried movie.
I don't put credit to words like that. I mean, fucking
God,
chanks,
James
spank.
L here was, yeah, we can prove it.
Shit, I don't care. It's just a fucking word. Call me a Mick. I don't give a fuck. It's just a fucking word. It's who you are, and how it affects
and
you.
And to that point, and to your question, why is it that we can say Mick, chank, spick, wetback, and we're not going to get as much...
I'm offended.
Shut up.
No one gives a shit.
No one gives
fuck
a shit
what you
about
think,
you. No one's going to get as pissed if someone says nigger. I mean, no one gets as pissed.
Yeah, I don't think it's... People don't make a deal with those other words as they do, you know, N-word.
And by the way, someone pointed out a very obvious thing. All the news people were saying we need to stop using the N-word. So no longer can we say N-word
in
any sentence. We just have to say the word.
Okay.
The word.
Nigger.
The word. Yeah, because,
there you go.
You know, that's one of the ways right there. You know what? If you start saying the word, you desensitize people to it. You fucking
it becomes
take
nothing.
Away. Yeah.
It becomes
so
nothing.
I don't know. I'm trying to bring a new one in, and this is for Canadians. Canucks just doesn't work. Snowback. That's
snowback.
Snowbacks. You think that one works for Canadians?
I
You don't think so?
Don't. No.
I'm half. Damn. I'm half Canadian. That actually offends me. So call for a ban. Well, on
go get some go get some bacon, some Olympia beer. You'll be fine.
Back bacon. Yeah. Oh.
No, I just it's a ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing to happen. You know what's funny? He lost his fucking mind. He just watching it.
That was a breakdown, dude.
Yeah, it was total mental breakdown. And you know, he's tried to apologize, and no one's taken him up on it. And
Wait. I just want to say something right now.
How did the interviewees become okay? Anyhow,
no, that's cool. I like this.
Fucking twist.
Yeah, I just want to know. And I'll pose this to everyone, both in the chat room, of course, and here as well. You know, we've talked about Michael and Richards, but what about the two guys that called him a cracker ass cracker?
Yeah.
No, which came first, though?
Well, Michael Richards did, but you know what? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, that depends. What were they saying in the balcony?
What, a cracker? I never understood that. That doesn't really say
No one understands it. It doesn't mean
dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's the whole history behind the word that people get offended by. But it's true. If you put power behind it, it's going to be that what it is today. Mm. And it shouldn't be. It's a dumb word. It's an ignorant word. It should have never been used in 2006.
But doesn't the ugliness of the word become null and void once the individuals who's directing it, who's being directed at, start using it as common vernacular? I mean,
anything in hip hop.
When a black guy looks at a black guy, goes, "My nigga," that totally invalidates any argument that anybody that man in particular could ever have. Yeah. About saying that word's offensive. It'd be like me saying I'm offended by someone saying drunken Mick. Fucking Christ, I call myself a drunken Mick on an hourly basis.
Because he really is a Mick and is drunk.
Yeah, mostly.
It's a definition.
I think you're right. You got a point. But I really don't use the word myself. I never have. I can't say I never have, but I have. But it's not where I'm using it, like, in rap songs. They use it every other line. They're saying this and you know all that kind of stuff. I just never use it. I never really in conversations with people. I really don't talk. I keep a diverse group of company here, so I don't really, you know what I mean, I don't expect to hear it. And I don't.
You don't get too urban with it.
No.
Hey.
I keep myself universal. I try to. I mean, I'm just the coolest. So that's just how I keep it. So
that's how it rolls, yo.
That's how I deal with it. You know, if I hear this, ignorant people all around the world, you have a freedom of speech. I do believe in that. I'm an American. I do believe you have a freedom of speech to say what you want to say, but just be prepared for the repercussions.
Yeah, freedom of speech goes hand in hand with responsibility not to say things purposely just to inflame people.
Well, freedom of speech covers any speech that isn't inhibiting.
Unpopular.
No. Freedom of speech covers any speech that isn't inhibiting other people's rights.
No, fuck you. Freedom of speech, it gives me the right to go ahead and fuck some other people's rights up sometimes.
Freedom of speech is specifically there to protect unpopular speech is why freedom of speech is there. Lenny Bruce stood for it. George Carlin stood for it. Shit. Everyone who's an American should stand for it. Freedom of speech is there specifically to protect people so they can say the unpopular thing.
Right.
I mean, think about it. In the colonial days, if you said anything that was unpopular, aka against the queen, against the king, against the queen, against whatever, that's one of the main reasons in there. Those people disappeared.
Right. And you know what? You know what? You're absolutely right. And that's what I mean by you have the popular unpopular speech right there. Yeah. You have the right to fuck up other people's rights because sometimes people perceive the right to, make people disappear because they don't like what they're saying.
Exactly.
They perceive that as a right.
Putting people in free speech zones and shit like that.
All right, so, let's take this back around. With your lyrics that you write for your songs, what's the most that people have had a problem with them? I mean, does anybody have a problem with lyrics or the message?
Actually, you know what? I mean, playing at churches, of course, I mean, I say, if I say fuck, I mean, they say if there's any way you can't say that. And I say, you know what, I'm going to respect you. You know, you gave us a place to play and you gave us a place to stay. So then I'll do whatever, make it so you can't hear, do whatever. And I just want to show a little respect. I know they're encroaching on my freedom of speech, but in my lyrics. But you know what, if it gives us a place to play, then I'll play anywhere. I don't care. Okay. You know.
And that doesn't give you any little twinge of thorn in your side when they say that to you at all?
Well, we don't have hardly any places to play at all, so right. It's either...
And, of course, if you do hit it big, you're going to have a clean album for Walmart.
So it's either not play or say... I only say fuck in one of my songs or just, not say fuck, so...
Right.
You have to give some to you know, get some
and,
in this,
and I
in
can
this
understand,
market.
I can understand that as well. And you know what the other thing, too, is? When you talk about that, the way it's presented to you like that, that's also completely different as well. That's someone saying, you know what, I'm not totally trying to agree right here, just, you know, mm-hmm. and they're asking you if you could, you know, and that's totally different from them just going, you know what, I don't like that, so I'm going to keep you from saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like you say fucking we're banning you from this
exactly.
venue for
they're compromising, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And it's one thing to compromise when you're starting off new. It's another thing to compromise like what was it, the Doors on
right.
fucking on Ed Sullivan. I mean, that's
yeah.
It was
yeah,
Sullivan,
light my
it?
Fire.
Yeah.
They can't yeah. say light my fire. They said it and he what
no,
they?
It wasn't no we couldn't get much
higher.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the yeah. song, yeah.
So, I mean, it's one thing to compromise when you're starting off new because you've got to do that, I mean, to get your name out there. It's
yeah.
another if you're a huge band and you're like, "Oh, well, you know what? Meh, yeah, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll compromise right now." When the art is what's really the important thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
if we had an abundant of places to play, then whatever, you know,
can thumb your
nose
anything
at goes, then, yeah. you know, whatever, but
and that's
right
also,
now.
Yeah, it's also catering to people, too, that maybe, like, you know, in that case of, you know, just go ahead and if you can just kind of take this word out there, you know, I'd still like to hear it, you know, so.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
know what you're saying? You're,
the message
you're,
is good. The words getting the message out
now,
isn't what they
and
want.
And you still, and it's not like you'll never say fuck again,
yeah.
as an example.
Yeah.
You'll do it elsewhere.
Now, taking
know?
That a little bit further, when the next album comes out and your song, you know, was it the Rich Boy song?
Uh-huh.
When that comes out, is it pretty blatant that you're talking about Bush?
I think so, yeah.
So what would you do if a band, if, you know, say a club owner or something said, hey, could you not play that song?
I would say fine and then play it.
Yeah,
there you go.
I would say fine, we won't play that song, and then it's not like he wouldn't know. I mean, I'm yelling, I'm screaming. It's not like he's going to be like, you know.
Have you guys ever had anyone threaten to pull you guys right off the stage for saying something?
No, I don't think so. I like to have the music to talk for itself, and I don't really get too political, like in between songs or anything, because
right on
MySpace I get kind of political and people yell at me for that, for being too critical of the Bush administration or, you know, 9/11 and crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell me to knock it off, and I'm like, you know what, I you know, my freedom of speech, but on stage I just like to get on there, play the fucking music, and then get off. And
see, you don't have to say the stuff
yeah.
in the middle of the song. It was just
no.
very nice.
See,
you know?
And
yeah.
you know what, dude,
got
for someone who like
chips.
You know, listens to music and shit, I think that's also really fucking refreshing too, because you know what, dude, I'm tired of people who fucking simply want to go ahead and use, you know, their medium to try to get personal agenda across.
Yeah.
Right. What, you mean like the guys in Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
unless your personal agenda is in your music already embedded, you know?
Well, you know, and like I said, that's totally different right there. That's
yeah.
part of your music right there, and that's fine. But you know what it is you presented the song right there. Some people just like the lyrics and don't
yeah.
know. Some people know the lyrics and are like identify with it. You know, that's fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not like where people want to take the time out and say, I want to get serious here for a second right here while I've got your fucking
yeah.
attention.
Yeah. While well, you've paid $39.95
yeah,
for a ticket.
I tricked you into coming in here.
It's
you
a
thought you were gonna hear music. All
right.
Yeah.
So why don't we go ahead? Any final questions?
Actually, you know, I do have another question.
All right.
You guys are, of course, you know, huge here in the Vegas music scene. What other bands here in Vegas are you guys fans of?
Fans of
Up in Arms.
We love our friends Up in Arms. That's where Danny came from. Mm-hmm. Up in Arms. We have actually the drummer. He's the guitar player in Up in Arms now, and we're all interfused with different bands. And that's a real funny story, but we'll talk about that next time we come.
A
it's a long,
jam
long
session.
Funny story. So we all have different. Who else do we like? Who do you like?
They like the Killers.
Dude.
Love the Killers.
I said local
yeah.
bands, dude. Local bands.
Hey, they started.
They were local in Europe.
Ouch.
Give it up for Conflict of Interest.
Give him the mic.
The drummer in that band is a good buddy of mine.
Which band is that?
For you. Conflict of Interest. The drummer in that band is, he's a really good friend of mine, and they're not our style, but they're very good. They're all really good musicians.
Sorry, before we get off and before we leave, go to Leather next tonight. That's another venue that we don't really play at because they don't really like us. But some of our friends' bands are playing there tonight, Putrefied Incision and Kissing Hands, Shaking Babies.
Yeah.
So go see them. That's where I'll be at after the show.
Cool.
Right.
Sweet. Now. Final question for you right there.
Yeah.
My wife right there, she totally digs independent shit, yeah, punk, and anything against fucking Bush especially.
Yeah.
So where, like my wife right there, because she'll probably want a CD, where could, and anyone else, where can they go ahead and buy your shit online if they can, or find out at least more information about the band?
I mean, you just have to go, pretty much our website is MySpace, because it's free, and you can listen
right,
to music,
right.
and you can, you know, there's tons of blogs explaining the band, and pictures, and all that fun stuff. I mean, if you really want to see, then just email me on MySpace, and...
And what's a MySpace address?
MySpace.com/take. And we've actually had people, I've called up to say, hey, my band Take wants to play. And they're like, Cake? Oh, cool. All right. But it's T-A-K-E, so just
I
hit
can just
up.
See you going, it's going the distance.
Yeah. I can see now they're expecting Italian leather Italian leather sofa and wind up with Together United. That'd be fucking fantastic.
Awesome.
Do you ever let them believe that you guys are Cake?
No, because then we'll show up and whatever.
They'll be severely disappointed.
You should, totally fucking do that. Just tell them you're Cake and show up.
Show up.
Yeah, we're the fucking crew. We're loading the equipment. And then you get up on stage and
we're doing
play.
A sound check.
So, and I'd also like to say thank you again to Marlon, and his MySpace is myspace.com/72entertainmentgroup. So hit him up and say what's up to him, and he's helped us out a lot. And thank you to everybody who's listening.
All right. Awesome, guys. Well, we love having you on. And again, you guys, that's myspace.com/take. And, yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go for it.
Joy, quit texting me.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take him out with some music, bro.
Oh, well, I took the CD out. Shit.
Oh.
Wow. So prepared that you are.
Hold on.
You want me to load something from here?
No,
I don't
have
much.
Let's play. You guys got another track? Give me a number.
Three.
Number three? All right.
I can't touch this. And our MC Hammer.
Can't
touch this.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio, we will be back.
Wait, not yet. We won't.
Not yet?
Loaded.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, we'll just edit this shit out in
post.
That's
a math,
we don't have post.
Post is the beer after the show.
Okay, so here we go. So which one's this? This is Can't Touch This.
Can't Touch This.
teeth out of you. I want to kick, I want to kick.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
Okay. It's Spankwagon Radio, man.
Wow. So, guys, yeah, that was Take.
You know what? I love having them in the studio because it's not even an interview at one point. It's just, okay, we're all bullshitting.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah, guys, make sure you check them out, myspace.com/take.
And go to our MySpace. They're linked up. As a matter of fact, I've got them on the main page, you know, on the main Spankwagon page.
They so are funny. Did anyone else notice that Ginger got the one question out she really wanted to get out?
which one was?
Aren't any of you guys single?
Look at
hey, you know what? Being the only female up here, I don't know.
Yeah, it's obviously a question we are not going to ask.
Yeah, but it's,
yeah, you guys
hey, are you single?
Yeah. She is. Wow. You know, it's funny though. I started.
Look, she's tittering.
As I started
she's
to get on her.
Tittering.
As I started, I was like. I started. What I said, we're like, oh, so Ginger has that one. I see the hand. The hand comes from back from behind. I get the finger.
Nice. Oh. She's in heat.
So which one? I'm sorry. Holy cow! So let me. So John is single.
Nice,
Do we have another Spankwagon match going?
What?
What?
Well, you see, Spankwagon has a pretty good one for one track record of hooking up people. As a matter of fact, Claude's wife was a listener, and when we knew where he was moving to, we're like, you guys got to hook up and go on a date.
In fact, we
actually
kinda,
she was not a listener at that point right there.
No, she was just someone who had submitted pictures.
Yes.
And then, really?
Yes. For one of our contests.
Booby the Game,
one of our contests, yep. So we've all seen her boobs.
So?
Nice set, bro, I got to say.
Yeah.
Can't get past any of that shit, can you?
No, of course not.
Not dude. A congratulations.
Oh, bro, we all told you congratulations. The fact you got married is outstanding.
Yeah. And
so actually, yeah, I got married. Met my
how
wife
long has it been?
The show. Got married in, what was it? She'll kill me. July 27th.
Oh, wow. So it's
this
newly
is,
married.
This is where you should have cut his mic off and he could have yelled at you. And you know.
I know. It's actually nice to have Claude in studio. As a matter of fact, speaking of co-host. You know, I was really hoping James L. could be here today.
Yeah, unfortunately.
James L. and Flying J. Then I would have had the entire history of Spankwagon in one room.
That would have been outstanding.
Would have been just
and
crazy.
The universe would have imploded.
Yeah, or the building would have fallen apart.
Yeah. It would be like when they get the presidents together, you know, that one time.
Yeah, at Dick's funeral.
Yeah,
exactly.
So let's see. We've got of course, myself, Claude, the original co-host, the talent of the show, of course. Mm-hmm. Murphy being the co-host, extraordinaire, producer, and booker.
And new talent, yes.
Yeah, and new talent. And we've got Chief for
Bringer
News.
Bringer of all things pornographic.
We have porno. Got to love porno. And we have Chief for News, co-host, extraordinaire. And we have our new co-host, Ginger.
That's right. We have decided, Ginger, we like you.
Aww.
Will you come and play with us every week?
Every week.
Thank you.
You guys just like boobies.
You know what?
She hasn't
even
shown them.
So
I asked, and you know what? I got hit, and I'm not risking that again.
No, I'm not even.
Maybe I will. Can we see the boobies?
No.
No?
Are you? I can't smack you. He's in the way.
What? I know. That's why I asked him. Fuck, what is this, telephone? The physical abuse game?
I've got a secret punch.
Okay. Can we at least see a bra strap? How about just
oh, you've seen those
there
all
There we
night.
Go. All right, cool. Wow.
All right, so
I'll take what I can
thank
get.
You for joining us.
Thank
and next week and week after and whenever you don't have to do your real life job.
Right.
So congratulations.
Yay.
So finally, the sausage fest that Spankwagon is over and we can go forward.
We got a girl. We got a girl.
You're still not getting laid.
What do you mean?
By anybody other than his wife.
Yes.
Thank you. Got to quantify this.
So then
this.
I'm pretty much just not getting laid then.
Aww.
No, the problem is I've been working a lot lately and it's been a lot of late nights.
He's,
and
he's been tired.
Everyone has AIDS.
So I have my reasons for not getting any. And
don't shake his hand tonight.
Yeah.
And don't drink out of his beer. No, I'm...
Hey, it takes 16 gallons of saliva to transmit AIDS.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless you have a cut in your mouth, then it takes less. But yeah, through pure saliva, it takes 16 gallons of saliva to transmit AIDS.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, is that cumulative or over time?
Yes. I think that's pretty much all at once.
All at once.
So like a saliva bukkake party.
Saliva baby bird. But you know, we watched that baby bird video last week. Do you realize that has become like the single most commonly viewed video on the internet for the week?
Really?
The Opie and Anthony where Pat Fumunaki vomits 76 double shots of eggnog into another guy's face.
Yuck!
Oh.
That makes me not want eggnog.
Why? No, it doesn't.
No. I watched that video. It does.
You want someone to Ralph eggnog into your face?
No.
You're like, ah.
I don't think it's eggnog she wants.
Can
we get the boys from Take back in here?
I didn't catch on to the metaphor. My fault.
Yeah. And I was lost over here. I was thinking tub girl.
Oh, yuck.
Ew.
What? Fill me in.
Tub girl is a picture of a girl in a bathtub with her ass in the air with a shit plume coming out of her ass and then coming back down and hitting her in the face.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you just go,
No, I went, mm-hmm. Like, no.
Like, yeah. Yum. And
No.
On that note.
Uh-oh. I know what that is.
Hey, wait. I thought you wanted to mention something.
No?
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, this is Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher.
Now I'm Murphy.
I'm Chief.
Ginger.
And I am Claude Balls.
Guest star.
Claude Balls.
Guest star. We got a lot of people we need to thank in the chat room. Mad props goes out to Anorexic Pillow, Chazad, Guest with a bunch of numbers, Ikari, Jelly, Toe, Toodle Nuggets, Virtual One, and Cooch.
That's your mad props now?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we do mad props.
So to every single one of you,
big thanks to the guys from Take for coming in this week. You can check them out at Spankwagon at myspace.com/take.
And we have to thank everybody who helps us put the show on the air. Big thanks to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for allowing us to have fun in the studio. All of our syndicates, Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. Again, I've been Trencher, and these guys have been the local bunch. Loco.
There you go. I love my dad.
And with that, retards, out!
Good night!
Thank you.